Welcome back to another fascinating episode of Talking Lamar. This week, I'm talking about saving not only your Christmas, but your relationship with your wife.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Sorry, I forgot what I was talking about.
What are you talking about?
I am talking to you.
That's just what I was talking about.
It's Talking Lamar.
Now, I'm sort of going out on a limb on this deal as I'm giving this advice. And Sherry, you are a woman. So at any point, if I veer off or whatever, feel free to hop in, give your opinion, and help this thing along.
Thank you for acknowledging that. I spend all my time with you guys. I feel like one of the boys in the treehouse.
Yeah,
I am a girl. Sherry, I am.
Sherry, this is what it feels like when you go, you all are men.
Okay, so this is a list of things that men think may be a great idea, but I'm telling you they're not. Number one, makeup. Sure, your wife probably loves her makeup. She's been using it for a while. She knows exactly what to buy, but buying the makeup she is already using is like picking up a tube of toothpaste for her, okay? You know, if you think she might want to try something new, you are not the one to pick out the makeup she needs to have. If you're determined to go down this road, instead of buying her makeup, buy her a subscription to like a beauty box or something like that. Because those people will be able to come up with a better selection of products than you can. These are dangerous waters, my friend. I recommend you steer clear of them.
Gift card to Ulta.
Or Sephora. Unless she hands you a list.
Yes.
Of fancy, expensive makeup and tells you what store to go buy it in. And some people do that. I've never been, I don't know about you guys. If you ask me, what would you like for Christmas? I don't have a specific answer. Well, I like books and cooking things, right?
Yeah.
But I am in awe of people that will tell you exactly what they want and where to buy it and what size or what the make and model is. These people are iconic. How do you do that? Are you one of those people?
Oh, no. I'm horrible to buy for because if I wanted it, I done got it. I mean, that's the problem. Yeah. Now, here's number two on the list, socks. You may be the person who asks for socks every Christmas, but she does not want them. She's probably already got some great socks. If you want to find some cute ones to put in her stocking, okay, but this does not count as an actual gift. Would you agree with that?
Let me say this. I do. Our daughter, Maggie, she loves Bombas socks. She's like, everything else pinches my toes. I love Bombas socks. Yeah. So we ordered some Bombas socks for her for part of her Christmas present. I'll tell you who she doesn't want the socks from, and that's from the husband and father of her children. He best not roll up with some Bombas socks. That is not his job to get.
Yeah.
That was our job.
There are some exceptions on this. Like, I'm with someone who likes hiking socks, running socks.
Okay.
I'm with someone who loves miniature schnauzers, so you can go with the schnauzer socks. You know what? I have no fear of her ever listening to one of these podcasts because she is so, over where I work, or for her favorite university football team, the University of Georgia. So any of those, it'll work. She'll love
Lamar,
it.
This is how real Max is. I was in Vegas for work, and what did I bring home for Bridget?
Schnauzer socks.
Schnauzer socks.
And guess what she did? She wore them till they wore out.
That cannot, once again, that can be a stocking stuffer. That's not your main line.
No, it's not your main gift.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Now, here's one that comes up. Cleaning supplies. Now, listen to me. If I have to say anything about this, Christmas gifts are the least of your problems. Under no circumstances should you ever go anywhere near this as a gift. You would have to be an idiot to do this. Okay, don't do it. Anything associated, a really nice broom. No cleaning supplies. Okay.
Can you imagine giving somebody a box of let's say one of the fancy overpriced cleaning products like Mrs. Meyer's or Method, right?
Yeah.
And And giving, like, could you imagine giving Carla a box of Method Brown brand household cleaners? No. I'm glad you like your camper because you're going to be living in it in the driveway.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. Here's something that men sometimes fall into. Clothes that are the wrong size. Guys, listen. It's very hard to buy clothes for your wife. Now, if you have the eye for it and you know what fashion is, if you can pick out the clothes that look great on your wife, go for it. I'm jealous. I can't. I have a personal friend that buys most of what his wife wears, and he does a great job in picking it out, and she loves everything he buys, and that works out. But that doesn't happen very often. You know, but if you're going to try this for the first time, make sure you get the absolute correct size. This is really risky. Be very careful.
What is only $4.99 a month but gives you such pleasure? That would be the Bob and Sherry Premium. Exclusive content from the show, including our classic chat room calls and best of CDs. You'll get behind the scenes photos and videos of not only us, but our listeners. It's a lot of fun. Just $4.99 a month. And the website to get all of this is bobandsherry.com/premium.
Guys, this is a very easy mistake to make, and you're going to be excited about it and thinking it's great. Lingerie. Oh. Okay. This, my friends, is a trap set in quicksand that is filled with fire ants and piranhas. Okay? All right. This is not good. All right. Your first thought is to buy something sexy. Woo-hoo. That's going to be something that you think is sexy. What you're going to pick out is something that will be uncomfortable and something that might send the wrong signal, like, well, wife, you're not sexy like you are, but if you will put this on, I think you might be sexy. Let her do all of that shopping. Let her buy something that makes her feel great about herself and that she thinks you might like. And if you're lucky enough for that to happen, make sure you tell her how fantastic she looks and how lucky you are to have her. Other than that, stay out of the store because you're not going to mess this up.
First of all, you're the kind of lingerie a lot of men buy isn't for her, it's for you, right?
Yes.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Can I make a mortifying confession that I would never tell on the regular show for a variety of reasons? Do you want to hear this? So,
yes.
You know, I'm a Capricorn. I work all the time, and I'm nobody's idea of a, you know, sex-addled nymphomaniac. But every once in a while, even I think, oh, let me do something. Let me do something kind of different and exciting for my husband. So I'm on the interwebs, and I'm on this lingerie site, and it's this black sheer lace thong, but the front of it, so the back of it is a lace strip, mm-hmm. you know, thong, mm-hmm. and then the front of it is laced like a pair of sneakers, but with a silk ribbon. Can you picture it? So
yes,
you're like
yes,
a little
yes,
package.
Yes, yes.
You're like a little package, right?
I know exactly, yeah.
So I decide, oh, that's really kind of cute. Like, I sort of like that. It had, I can't even describe the vibe it had, but it was like, it was naughty and playful, and it was pretty too at the same time. So it was on sale, right? So I order it and it comes. And I think, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to surprise him with this. So I get in the shower and I put this thing on and I go to work just like always. And I'm wearing this item under my clothes, and I'm planning to surprise him later. Now, here's the problem. The thong part of it was made of black lace. It was really, really scratchy.
Ooh, yeah.
And I did surprise him and myself with the lacerated injury that I had as a result of wearing this thing all day.
Yeah.
And I said to him, that's it for me with this kind of crap. I'm not looking at it. I hurt myself. And he's like, woman, did you look at it? Does that look like something you wear all day? That's like something you put on for 5 minutes. That is not something you wear all day under your clothes, like underwear. Yes. But that was kind of my thinking, right? Like, I'll be ready to spring this surprise at any moment.
Yeah.
Y'all, when I tell you that Neosporin had to get involved in this situation, I am not kidding. I had a lacerated...
the reverse effect on your evening.
This thong was so scratchy that I had a lacerated booty. And so be very careful. Please learn from my mistakes. It goes on and then it comes right back off. You do not wear that all day, and certainly don't go to work and walk around in it all day.
Guys,
I'm sorry, Lamar, back to you.
Get it out of your head. No. Get it out of your head. Stop it. Don't think about it. Now, here's another little trap you might fall into. Buying a grill or a fire pit. Because what you're going to do is you're going to call this a gift for the whole family. But this is really a gift for you. And if you can make it the family thing, it still doesn't count as her gift. Write a big family in big letters and then keep shopping for your wife, because she's not going for that. I'm sorry, she's not going for it. This, I don't even know why this is on a list. I really don't. Lawnmower.
What?
What moron? Lawnmower. What moron would do that?
This is all I'm going to say about this, guys. If you buy your wife a lawnmower for Christmas, you need to save that receipt, because you're going to need to return it and use that money for a divorce lawyer. I'm just telling you. No. This is crazy talk. If I was a salesman at a lawn store and you come in and you mention you was buying this for your wife, I'd throw you out. I would help you, boy. I'd throw you out. Here's one that I know it happens a lot. A mommy coupon book. Now, look. This is really cute, and it's wonderful, and it's endearing if you're her 6 to 12-year-old child. She will love that, okay? But it's none of those things if you are her husband. You should already be helping around the house. You should already be giving her back rub. The only coupon that you're wanting to give her is for something she can get anytime she wants, with or without a piece of paper. Am I right?
Oh, girl, listen, I have a friend whose husband gave her one of those for Valentine's Day, but it wasn't, it had been one thing, if it would have been, this coupon is good for a whole day out of the house doing whatever you want, or this coupon is good for a trip to such and such to get a facial. It was one sexual act after another.
Oh, my.
Dude, how did you pass the driver's test? Like, how do you have no sense at all?
I mean, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's just, I don't understand it. Gosh, I don't understand it. I really don't. Now, here's one. Exercise clothes. If your wife loves running marathons or she goes to CrossFit and all that kind of stuff, yeah, you can go out and buy her some cute exercise clothes that she'll wear. But if you are an exercise nut and you're wanting her to join you, or you have both talked about getting into shape, do not buy her exercise clothes. You got to let her bring that up and let her buy her own stuff. Don't do it. Don't. You're sending the wrong signal again.
Unless
now, see, this would work for you, Max, because of the socks and stuff. Because y'all love to hike. You already, that.
And Bridget That's runs.
Right. And she runs. So,
exactly.
There's certain things, So, So you can get away with that. You can.
Yeah. Okay. Right after that is diet anything. Okay? Diet anything. All right. If you're thinking about buying anything associated with dieting, don't. You're better off to buy the lawnmower. Okay? Just go ahead and get the lawnmower. Because I'm telling you, your wife is not going to want to be opening up a gift in front of people that is encouraging her to go on a diet. That's crazy.
I think the men who do that are trying to do the marital equivalent of suicide by cop. They don't have the guts to do it to themselves. So they're hoping to throw themselves out there and get it done for them. You know what that is? That's just mean-spirited. That's all that is mean-spirited. This reminds me of, this was pre-COVID, that awful Peloton commercial. This commercial was so bad, you guys, that Peloton's, their stock tanked. The guy gives her the bike, the Peloton bike, and then, like, she shoots a video of herself using it all year long, thanking him for helping her look better. Remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
It nearly destroyed the company. That's how... Oh, my God, that was the worst.
So stupid. Now, here's another one. Gift cards. You mentioned that a while ago, Max. You know, if you want to buy your wife a gift card from her favorite clothing store or a mani-pedi and stick it in her stocking, that's great. Because I always do that. I do a mani-pedi gift cards and stuff for Carla in the stocking. But if you're thinking about making a gift card, boom, major Christmas, that's her present, there's your gift card, that's going to reek of indifference and laziness and the fact that you don't know anything about her. If you're going to go this route, just ask her exactly what she wants. Just go ahead and ask her exactly what she wants, because this is no good. Hey, here's your $500. Go get with... No. Nobody wants that.
Now, $500? Good Lord.
It's Christmas, Mac.
I'm sorry. Whoa. $500? I'm sorry. Wait a second. I'm thoughtless because I'm given a $500 gift card? Oh, I don't know.
Yes, because it's lazy. It's lazy.
It's lazy, but it's $500.
That's not a Christmas present. It's not a Christmas present. It's not a Christmas
present. Do you know how many women, and I see it every year on social media, because I think we can say, without anybody getting their shorties all knotted up, that women make Christmas happen. You know?
There's no question about that.
And 100%. Sure, there are families that are the exception, couples that are the exception, but mostly, you know, it's women, right? Yes. So I see this every year on social media. You have these women that have bent over backward. They are decorating. They are shopping. They are wrapping. They are cooking. They are hosting. They have bought gifts for their in-laws and for their husband's siblings, and they've just done it all up. And then they get the equivalent of not much. You know, they get the $25 gift card or whatever. The amount of, F off, I don't care about you hurtfulness. And I've not lived this, so... But I see every year, I see these women, and they are so hurt. Don't do that. Don't be that person, right? Don't be that person. No. And if you're wondering what to get Max for Christmas this year, it sounds like he'd enjoy a $500 gift card.
Yeah, you're easy to buy for, Max.
All right. $500!
here's the next thing on my list. Fancy lotion and smell good soaps. Skincare, okay? Those things are great, but it's a fine line that most husbands don't know exactly how to walk. Now, if you want to do your research and see exactly what she uses, then maybe veering away from that and surprising her with something that she's probably going to not like, or you know what I'm saying, then there you are. You went in the wrong direction. This is another one of those gift card in the stocking things. Ultra and all those places, because she knows what she has to do about her skin. I don't know. Most men don't know. I mean, they don't. Now, this is a trap that guys fall into a lot. Tacky jewelry.
Yeah, don't.
You may have heard, really, that you can never go wrong with jewelry. That's not true. A lot can go wrong. First off, you don't want to buy something that her mom would wear, or something that a teenager would wear. You have to look really closely at what she wears. You don't want to deviate too much. I mean, and this is not the time to bargain shop. In my experience, you personally need to come up with a budget that you are comfortable with for jewelry and then double that. Then you might be there, because you've got to think before you head down the jewelry road. It's not for the faint of heart. If you want to buy something, you've got to get her something she wants to show her friends. Something that will not be in the bottom of the drawer for the rest of its life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I right about that, Sherry?
You're totally right. And it doesn't have to be, people hear jewelry and they think, oh, it's so expensive, I got to go to Tiffany or whatever. No, it doesn't have to be that. But let's say you're a big fan of the Dallas Cowboys. That's nice for you. I'm glad you enjoy that. Chances are good your wife doesn't want a Dallas Cowboys logo necklace. Unless she also is a big fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Now, someone who I'm really close to is a big fan of University of Georgia football, and she wears those Georgia earrings every
time. Oh, yeah. No. Carla's got them Alabama earrings. Ain't no doubt about that.
But,
yeah.
You know, with all of these things, keep in the notes part of your phone, keep a list. And if she is in public and says, I like that, that's pretty, make a note.
Yeah, because they're saying that for a reason,
yes.
guys. All right, here's one, and I'm sort of iffy on this back and forth. The same bottle of perfume that you got her last year. This is a safe place to use your judgment and go shopping because you can go smell a lot of different perfumes and you find something that you really like. She more than likely wants to wear something that you like, but some people, like my wife Carla, they love a certain perfume that they have, and they don't want to change. She likes it, and I like it. And so she looks forward to me. I usually buy a bottle of that every year. But you got to make your own judgment call. Because do you change fragrances a lot, Sherry?
Oh, can I tell you, my husband is really sensitive. Like, you can't burn a scented candle within a mile of the man, right?
Yeah.
So, not only do I not change, but when I'm away, when I'm out of town for work, the first day I come home, he's sniffing me like a bloodhound because I smell different because I used hotel moisturizer instead of what's in my bathroom.
Oh.
So to answer your question, Lamar, no, I don't change my perfume. And also, I did really need Neosporin for that booty injury. So things are not – I'm not – it's – as I'm sitting here listening to this, I'm realizing that I am not successful as a capital W woman. There's some stuff that I need to be changing and doing better.
So, yeah, I mean, but if somebody asks you for a gift card or something, somebody said I know you, Lamar, don't like when somebody tells you what they want. That makes it so that you feel like you don't want to get that. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if somebody,
I like to do the work in knowing what I'm, you know.
And Sherry, I hear what you're saying when you're saying get something that's thoughtful, go the extra mile. And I understand. I'm not somebody that just gets gift cards. But you know, I mean, if that's something that they said they wanted, I'm gonna get that.
Well, no, absolutely. Don't. Yeah. No. I'm saying. Listen, if she wants a lawnmower, get it for her. I mean, I'm just saying, don't take it upon yourself to think, well, this is magically going to be, you know. And some people use gift cards. You do gift cards a lot, year after year. I mean, and if that's what you do, that's what you do. It's no problem.
Well, like, here's an example. You know, like, money's tight for everybody, right? Especially when you have kids and pets. Like, they're, you know, money's tight. And so as a mom and wife, like, I'm like, I cheat myself before I cheat the family. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go without something so that my daughter can have this thing that she wants. Right. So one of my favorite stores in the whole wide world is Anthropology. I don't shop there very often. So if it's my birthday or Christmas and I ask for an Anthropology gift card, you can best believe
I'm happy to see one coming.
But if you give me a Cabela's gift card, that's because that's what you like.
Yeah.
Right? I can't remember the last time I went duck hunting. What am I doing?
Here's sort of a crazy one on the list, a toolkit. Unless you're married to Joanna Gaines, forget about that, okay? If you're trying to buy, because basically you're trying to buy her something you can use, don't. Just buy it for yourself and move on. But this goes back. This next one goes back to sort of the diet thing, a fancy scale.
Mm.
I don't care what cool feature it has.
Dude,
I don't care how cool it looks.
Idiot.
I don't care if it matches everything in the bathroom. Don't do it. It will be impossible for her to open this up and not be embarrassed and have her feelings hurt. That's stupid. Do not do it.
Who
exercise?
And you know somebody does that. Who? Why?
Yes.
Please walk me through the mind of the man who did that. What is
I
he thinking?
Know. I don't know, but it does happen. It does happen.
Do you think that first there are some guys out there, there's no malice, like it's a practical gift. And you know, it's real nice and it costs a lot of money. Like, don't you think
maybe,
those guys
maybe
exist?
Their scale broke. Maybe their scale broke a month or so ago. And he's thinking, hey, you know what? We need a scale. I'm sure she'd like that. I mean, that's the whole point is, though, you got to think a little bit further ahead. Whatever you're thinking about buying, visualize her opening it under the tree in front of people. If what you're getting is not going to make her happy and it's going to embarrass her, don't get it. That brings this up. Exercise equipment. Again, unless your wife exercises every day and she loves it, and she's mentioned something, do not buy her any kind of exercise equipment. And even then, it would have to be my last resort. But you got to know, it's just like if Bridget said, Kyle, I have to have a new pair of running shoes. Okay. Then you know what she does, and you know what she likes, and you're good. But if Bridget's never run a day in her life and you bring home some brand new running shoes,
So question for you. Oh, that's passive aggressive. Question for you. If Carla said to you, Lamar, for Christmas this year, I just wish I could have a treadmill, would that be something you could pull the trigger on?
If she said that, I would. But now, my first thing would be, are you having a problem finding a place to hang the sweaters to let them dry? Because you can look in the newspaper. You see treadmills for sale. You never see used. You see pre-owned, but you don't see used because there's never been one that's been in anybody's house that it got used, okay? But if that's what she wanted, yes. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Now, this goes along with the gift card situation, money. Act accordingly. Think of it as a gift card. Money. That still is like, I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do here.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. I'm with you, Lamar. I don't want my husband to give me money for Christmas. I want him to put it on the bedside table before he leaves like a God bless a gentleman is supposed to. Do I have to teach you everything?
That's exactly right. This is exactly right. Now, here's the crazy one. Here's the crazy one. And people, this happens to people all over the place. No gift at all. Boys, this is a trap. I repeat, this is a trap. In the entire history of the world, no woman has ever said, hey, let's just not get each other gifts this year and actually mean it. I don't care how sincere she sounds when she tells you. She has everything she could want. Just don't buy her anything. She's lying. And even if she's telling you the truth at that moment, she will be devastated on Christmas morning. This is like when she says to you, I'm fine. And you know for sure she's anything else but fine. But this is way, way bigger. Do you really want a devastated wife all day on Christmas Day? No, 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 no.
Oh, Lamar, it's so cute how you thought the devastation would be limited to Christmas Day. I love that. I love that about you. You know what? Stay golden, pony boy. Never change.
Sporting tickets. Unless your wife has a team logo, tattoo, or she paints her face and she wears a block of cheese on her head, forget that and go buy your own tickets with your buddy. Now, that being said, if I bought Carla tickets to the Alabama game, you know, we'd be gone. She would love that. There's always exceptions to every rule. Always.
Sir, you just described my friend Ann Oberlander like you were looking at a picture of her. And if you would like to get her tickets to see the Packers at Lambeau Field, that is a very fine Christmas gift.
Yeah.
But you're right. It has to be like Carla with the Tide or Georgia or Bridget with the Georgia Bulldogs or Ann with the Packers. Otherwise, who's that gift for?
But you also need to include a hotel, dinner.
Oh, yeah, That goes without saying.
You got to go. Yeah. Now, this happens a lot, and it's really sort of sad. A pet. This is not a spur-of-the-moment decision that you can make for the both of you. A pet is a two-year-old child that never grows up, and it is expensive. I mean, would you adopt a child and surprise your wife on Christmas? I don't think so. You pull a puppy up and she's not thinking puppy, she's not wanting puppy, we got a problem. It's terrible.
I would never, ever, ever ask for this, but I have to tell you, if Kev handed me a box on Christmas Day and inside it was a little French bulldog puppy, I'd be very happy to see it. That said, I'm not going to ask for it because I don't want to have to go through the housebreaking and all of that again. But so,
if he did it, you would flip and go, yeah.
But I would love it. I'm not going to ask for it. But you've got to know your woman before you bring her home something from the local livestock auction, right?
Yeah, you do. You really do. Something homemade. Now, if you're a carpenter, I'm talking about a real carpenter who has made things that your wife is not afraid to have in her house on display that other people can see, sure. Make her a chair or a table or whatever. But if you like to occasionally tinker around in the garage, it's probably best not to make your wife anything handmade. Most importantly, if you never paint, do not get a canvas and start painting or something. Because if you don't do it. Don't do it. Now, this is the one that the guys really love. Offering intimacy. Remember what I said about coupons? I know you're magical in that department, and she would be the luckiest girl in the world to have your attentions. But it does not qualify as a real Christmas gift, except maybe for you. You can't be tying strings to that over holidays. That makes no sense.
And don't be tying ribbons or lights around it either. That doesn't
No. And as funny as it may be, a box is nowhere for that. A box is nowhere to have that. I don't care what Justin Timberlake fan. Pre-made gift boxes like you find at Costco that's got the cellophane around them.
No.
These are made for a coworker, your pet sitter, or maybe your aunt that you don't see but once a year. Don't be lazy. You know your wife well enough to pick something out. Don't bring her one of them baskets. It's no good. It's no good. Now, if she's made it plain what she wants, don't get her something close to what she wanted. If your wife has mentioned something specific, make sure you get that exact thing, or maybe the next level up. Do not get a knockoff. Do not get the cheap version of what she wants. If you can't afford the one she wants, then get something completely different that does not remind her of what she wanted and did not get. Sherry, what's your thoughts?
That's really true. Unless what she's asking for is so out of any price range that you could imagine. Like if your woman is asking for, I don't know, what would be something really out of bounds, crazy expensive. A diamond Tiffany necklace. And there's no way you could ever afford that. Then obviously, you know, you're going to have to.
You got to go in another direction. Yeah. Because if
she has asked you for like one of those face cleaner things, like a towel clean, like one of those little machines that cleans your face.
Yeah.
And you get the knockoff from the Five Below store. That's what Lamar's talking about, I think.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. A picture of yourself. She sees you every day. There's pictures of the two of you above the fireplace.
What about a picture of the two of you?
She's got videos on your phone.
What about a picture of the two of you together?
No, this is just a picture of yourself. Now, a picture of the two of you, that would make sense. But to get her a framed photo of just you, please.
Oh my God, someone, hang on, I have to call Bob because that just ruined his holiday shopping plans.
He did.
I wish that wasn't true because I found a whole stack of headshots while we're cleaning out the garage this past weekend.
I was in the hospital, that's what he gave me.
I'm so beautiful.
He did. And signed it Best, Bob Lacy. You think I'm kidding? It's true.
I delivered it, so believe me. I know it's true.
It was framed, and I've been able to reuse the frame.
Now here's something that you're going to wind up with if you don't get busy shopping, because we're already rolling up into December. A late gift. Christmas comes at the same time every year. Okay, they don't change the day or the month. If you forget to get her a gift, your marriage has way more problems than I can even get into. Also, don't be late. Make sure what you get her is under the tree on Christmas. Don't print off a picture and say, it will be here soon. That's lame. It's very lame. So if you think it's going to take a while to get it, you need to get on it because you need to have it on Christmas Day. Ugly clothes. Buying clothes that your wife loves. makes her look beautiful. That's an art, and it's a skill. Most men don't have it, like we talked about earlier. If you cannot name every designer of every dress on the red carpet, you need to forget this idea. You're playing Russian roulette with a fully loaded gun. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Have you ever bought Carla clothes, Lamar?
No. I'll buy her whatever I buy her clothes wise. I'll get like a gift card from what is it? White House Black Market. I'll get a gift card or something for that, because I would not even pretend to know. I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Max, have you ever bought Bridget clothes?
No, not other than something that was logoed for the University of Georgia football. That is the only way that I ever have. And even at that, you go, well, what's the size on this? And is it, I mean, how does that relate to what her size? Do you know what I mean?
There's
no standard on medium.
Yeah. There's no standard on medium woman.
When it comes to the Georgia Bulldogs, because I buy Georgia Bulldog attire every year for my husband and our son Zane. It's not just the size. Is this referencing the national championship last year? Is this referencing honoring military? Is this from a blackout game? Is this the old school logo? Is that the old original UGGO or the Georgia Arch? You know what I'm talking about, Max, because you've shopped too. I graduated from Temple. We have a logo. It says Temple University, but in the University of Georgia universe, tread carefully, okay? Because all of these things have great meaning to Bulldog fans.
Yeah.
It's probably way for the Alabama thing too.
Oh, it is. And the thing about buying Carla stuff, women's sports attire is different. I mean, there's, like, if you go look for the men's, there's three different shirts or whatever. You go women's 75 different ones, because women, it becomes fashionable with women. You know, that's the whole deal. Yeah. So she'd have to pick that out. She really would.
See, she said she wanted pajamas, right? For University of Georgia pajamas. So what size do you buy, right? Because so here's the problem. She's like a small or a medium, right? So that's what I buy with the pajamas. And then she says, well, I really like them a lot bigger, but I'm not going to buy something that's a large. Do you see my conundrum with that?
Yes!
If it is what she wanted, I'm not going to do it because, right, Sherry?
Here's what's safe. Always, first of all, I don't know anybody that doesn't size their jammies up. Here's what I would do. Now, it's going to cost you some money. I would buy the size that you think you should buy, which is, let's say, the small. And I would also buy the large. And I would put the large away. And when she opens the small and goes, I love these, but I always size my jammies up. Say, hold on for a Christmas miracle. Swap them out and send the smalls back.
Yeah. See, I did this one time with a jersey that was personalized, a football jersey with a personalized number that means something to her and her name on the back. And I got one size and I went, I don't know that this is right. So I ended up getting the other one and I thought, well, I'll have both of them ready. So I did. And they wouldn't, of course, take it back. So she has both of them. They're both hanging in the closet. I'm not even sure which is the one she's using.
Max, I just went through this, not with Kevin, but with Tony. So Tony is very well, Tony, who we work with, the man has been through the equivalent of Paris Island of training for how to be the optimal husband. Would you all agree?
Yes.
Right.
He steps right. Yes.
So we had someone called Tony and said, hey, want to send something to Sherry. What size is she? And Tony answered, well, she's a medium, which is true, but these were pajamas. And they fit, you know, they fit. Whereas you want your pajamas to fit like you stole them from somebody else, like your husband, and they're four sizes too big. But you think Tony would ever say anything other than, just like you, Max, she's a medium? Because he doesn't want to be burned alive, right? He's been trained. Nope. This is a bad thing that we've done to y'all, that we've made y'all so scared. But you should be. I mean, but I feel bad that you are. Like, I feel bad that the world is the way that it is. I'm sorry.
All right. This is our last one. And this is probably something that 98% of the guys are smart enough not to try to do. A serenade. To serenade your wife. Merry Christmas. If your name is not Michael Bublé, forget this whole idea. Unless you want to be the butt of Christmas jokes for the rest of your life.
Really. I can think of some women that would enjoy a serenade.
But you got to Amy be able Grant, to do it.
Amy Grant, because she's married to Vince Gill.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani, she's married to Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Carla Richardson. Maybe not so much.
That's right. Go buy the woman a gift. I mean, really. So I'm hoping that if you listen to this, you'll take some of this advice. And whether you do or whether you don't, really hope it works out well on Christmas Day.
So let me ask you one final question.
Sure.
What, right off the top of your head, a desperate man, he's in the mall, he's frantic. What is the number one safest gift right off the top of your head that he could buy his woman? And I'll tell you what I think it is after you answer.
All right. If he's got to have something, the stores are getting ready to close, I would go to the nearest jewelry shop and I would look for some sort of bracelet. You just got to know whether she's wearing white. Well, I don't know if that really, the rules really matter anymore, white, gold, and yellow gold, but that's what I would do. You can't go wrong with a bracelet. You really cannot.
Guys, walk to the nearest accessories department. Say, can you point me toward a cashmere pashmina wrap? And when they point to it, take it and put it on the counter and hand over your credit card and don't even look at the price. I have never known a woman that wasn't happy to get a really beautiful, real cashmere pashmina wrap.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And that's going to be cheaper than that bracelet that the March sent you to the jewelry
store. Well, yeah, that is true. That is true. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Talking Lamar. I hope I've given you some tips that'll help you. And I guarantee, I hope you have a happy one. Thanks for listening to this episode of Talking Lamar. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, tell somebody. If you didn't, go ahead and listen again next time, because I hate a quitter. Y'all take care. Thank you so much for listening to Talking Lamar, the Oddcast, and the Bob and Sherry Podcast. We would really love it if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again for listening.